conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
Well, if you've been anywhere near social media in the last week, you will have, maybe even the last 2 weeks, you'll have learnt about, if you've not yet watched it on Netflix, the smash hit Baby Reindeer that everyone's talking about. It's been number one in the US and in the UK, and it's rated very well here as well. Well, it's based on the real life experience of comedian and creator of the show, Richard Gadd. Struggling comedian and barman Donnie meets a lonely woman claiming to be a lawyer. He offers her a cup of tea on the house and she's instantly obsessed. Now, I was absolutely gripped. I don't want to necessarily say I really enjoyed it because there were moments which I just found very dark, and a lot darker and perhaps more disturbing than I had bargained for. But when I got to the end of the seventh and final episode, which did not take me long, I think I did it in a sort of one afternoon and a bit of an evening, I was left just thinking it was an extraordinary piece of television and a really important one. Gail, what were your thoughts on Baby Reindeer?
Yes, I agreed. I think that it can be summed up in five words. No good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah.
My goodness me, never offer someone a free cup of tea. I think that might be the message.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I actually also watched it all.
Did you?
And I was quite, I thought it was really clever. The script is incredible.
Yeah.
It's really quite unsettling.
Yes.
And sort of the first couple of episodes, it feels a bit, it doesn't feel too dangerous, feels sort of a bit silly. And,
yes.
You know, she sort of laughs, and she was absolutely fantastic.
Superb.
Jessica Gunning as Martha. Absolutely terrifying. But, and then sort of episode four, it sort of falls off the cliff. And I must say there were some parts of it that were really difficult to watch.
Yeah.
But it's so, I agree with you, completely compelling. And I just think it's a really brave piece of television. I mean, this was based on a one-man show that he did at the Edinburgh Fringe about his own life.
Yeah, that's right.
Unbelievable. I mean, it takes incredible courage.
It's a lot of the comments online that I've been looking at have been around that. The fact that somebody can then not only go on to write and create a story retelling his experience, but to then star in it. I mean, of course, we'll never know, and I've watched a couple of interviews, we will never know the exact extent, like how much artistic license is granted in the piece. I'm willing, I want to suggest not an awful lot. I think it's pretty close to what happened. And the reason for that is that now, and I'm not encouraging people to do this, but it seems that people have unearthed or discovered the real Martha. I'm not going to give her real name because I don't think it's necessary,
no.
But it seems that people have found the person and that he is suggesting was the character of Martha. And all I am going to say is that it seems very likely it is her, and it seems very likely that she is suffering from some mental health issues, and I think that's probably all that I need to say about that. But I just found it, outside of the character of Martha, his rawness and his willingness to be so vulnerable. And something else that I read online was somebody saying, after having watched it, all I wanted to do was throw my arms around every man that I know and ask him, are you all right? And I absolutely felt the same way. Well, what were your thoughts on particularly the male lead being so vulnerable, stripped literally of his, I guess machismo,
safety.
And his safety. Yeah, yeah.
That for me was the big issue, that he was stripped of the safety.
Yeah.
But I think that women are used to being stripped of it.
That's
in a way,
because
you do have to be careful. You
That's
can't
it.
Walk down dark streets. You can't. Whereas in this film, he's very much. And also, the thing that I thought was also quite interesting is that, like, when the policeman says, why didn't you report it? And to some extent, he doesn't want to rock the boat. He doesn't want to get her into trouble. He behaves quite a lot in that way as well, in a way like, oh, well, I don't want to cause a fuss, and, oh, well, maybe, oh, well, it's okay, or she's made me feel a bit better about myself. And it's very much that sort of abusive cycle, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes you do get quite frustrated with him, where you feel like, you think, oh, come on. Don't do that. Don't say that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then obviously once sort of episode four, and they start to unravel his other traumas, You start to understand why he behaves the way he does. And I think that it is quite interesting from that perspective, because it takes another angle on the sort of abuse cycle.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how it works and how it... But I do think it is incredible. It's hard to say to someone, oh, no, absolutely going to love it, watch it, because it's sort of still a bit of dark comedy. And to be fair, only the first couple of episodes feel a bit like that.
Yes.
And after that, it's pretty much quite a dark journey.
Yeah, and I would say to anyone as well, I know that we, you know, you put trigger warnings on everything these days, but I think particularly episode 4, and I don't know if it did, I can't remember if it did, I think it is episode 4 should have come with a trigger warning. So if you are someone who has perhaps there is a theme around some abuse and some sexual abuse, if that is something that you know is going to trigger you or upset you, maybe give it a miss, because I felt like I was holding my breath for that episode. And
yes,
at the same time,
absolutely.
I felt it was dealt with incredibly well. It was just so real. It was just so real.
Yes.
And it reminded me, you know, we live in an age of memes, don't we? And it's everything's so black and white. And it's, you're either a good person or you're a bad person. You're either a narcissist or you're not a narcissist. And actually what this revealed was the human condition and how all of us are actually just people. An awful lot of us have had bad things happen to us, and it makes us make decisions that aren't in our best interests or in the best interests of those around us. And that for me is the human condition. I just thought it was brilliant, but thank you. I was a bit tentative to ask, but I really felt we should, because it's
brilliant.
So many people have been talking about it, so yeah, I'm glad that you did it. But let's do something light next week. Oh, having said that, I keep seeing adverts for the Amy Winehouse movie. I'm not sure when it's coming to South Africa. Something nice and light, addiction and death. But I am interested to see it, because from the clips that I've seen, it looks actually pretty well done. But I don't know when it's coming. I'll keep an eye. But maybe something light next week.
Yes, we'll look for something light.
Yes, please.
If anyone's watched something light and fluffy that they think we could get stuck into, let us know.
Can I tell you, in the last week, I have watched Baby Reindeer. I've watched something about a couple from Northern Ireland who murdered their significant others and then kept it a secret for many years. I've watched something called The Barking Murders about a serial murderer and rapist. So it's time for me to do something... light, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely time for you to do something light.
Yeah, Peppa Pig or something. Gail, thank you very much indeed. We'll chat to you next week. Gail reviewing for us this week, Baby Reindeer.